On this week's episode, we're joined by travel agent Mandy Ray Malinowski from Royal Escapes Fairy Tale Concierge to discuss the new Disney Genie system, plus news, discussion, and a few laughs on episode 52 of the Mickey File podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 52 of the Mickey File podcast. I am Scott, and with me is Karen.
Hello, everybody.
And yeah, this week we're going to be joined by Mandy Ray Malinowski.
Yay.
Travel agent extraordinaire.
Yes, she is.
To discuss the new Disney Genie system, because it's pretty confusing, and it seems like it's still changing every day.
Yes, it does.
So we decided, let's not waste our time talking about it and go to the expert
exactly.
To find out what's going to be up with it, at least what we know so far.
Correct.
So that is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But first off, we're going to start off with the news.
Okay. The big Disney news this week is that our friends at the Disney Crush podcast are releasing their 200th episode this week. Congratulations, Tony, Ann, and Dave.
That's awesome, guys. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
We love both of you and congratulations.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so now real news.
Real news. Well, hey, that was real
news.
That
is real news.
That's
probably
news.
The biggest thing happening this week.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Right.
All right. Cruella is going to be available to everyone on Disney Plus starting Friday, August 27th. So if you haven't seen it already, please make plans to watch, because the soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah, it's my second favorite soundtrack, like combining both of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies into one.
Okay.
But
because that really is one big soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it's awesome.
Yes.
Supertramp.
Mm-hmm.
You have me right there. Just Supertramp's
good. I like the movie. I like the way they did it, how they led into...
I think the movie was...
Yes.
Maybe the best live action that mm-hmm. they've done
yes.
so far.
Yes, I thought it was very good. We enjoyed it.
No what? Offense to The Rock and Emma Blunt.
Emma Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt, yes.
But it's better than Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, well, it's kind of more of a prequel of it, because the...
Right.
Jungle Cruise combined
no,
things.
No, sure. But
you know?
they did a great job coming up with a backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they really did, yes.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, check it out Friday.
Highly recommend it.
Yep.
Disney announces more Disney store locations are closing, leaving only 25 by September 25th.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
They're pretty much done with those.
Yeah, so the one at the Premium Outlets was closing like the 15th, so
trying
to make it up there.
The one down in Ellenton?
No, the one up. The one in Ellenton's been gone a while.
Oh.
It's the one in North Tampa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that
yeah.
one.
And Target announces that they're opening 160 more Disney store shops in the U.S.
Yeah, so realistically,
right.
The odds that there is a Disney store close
coming
to you
near
actually
you.
Just got better.
Yeah. Coming back near you is probably a better way of describing it.
Yeah. They haven't announced a list of the stores they're going to open.
That they're going to open
in Target.
Into. Right. Yeah.
So they closed. I guess they'll end up closing 3 in the Tampa area.
Right. So who knows how many they're opening in Target.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And... You know, I mean, just personally, I would assume that they're probably opening those more the further you get from Orlando.
Probably.
You know. Yeah.
Probably.
So anyway.
Yeah. So Liberty Bell Riverboat closed for refurbishment on 8/23. It's scheduled to reopen on September 1st. It's a short refurbishment. So.
Well, because they just did a big refurbishment literally like 6 months ago.
Right. But I think that was, I don't even know if it was the boat. I know it was the
sure
whole.
Sure, they did something to the boat. You don't close that thing and just let the boat sit there. You pay some guys to go in and repaint it, right?
Yeah, and they probably want to repaint it again before the
50s. Sure, yeah, touch up for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
make everything look really clean.
Yeah.
A month before. That makes sense.
It's probably the most underrated attraction at Magic Kingdom.
Yes, I would agree. We definitely enjoy it. It has best views you can't get from anywhere else.
Yeah, and a nice 17-minute trip around the rivers of America.
Exactly. Disney announced the full list of attractions that are going to be open at Magic Kingdom at Epcot for extended magic hours. Two notables at Epcot, Beauty and the Beast sing-along will be showing instead of Impressions de France.
Right, because usually Impressions de France is on at night.
Right, and the sing-along's on during the day.
Right.
Right. And then The Land is not on the list.
Yeah, which
really surprises me.
Well, it surprises me because these dates start in October. They're already announcing dates into November. November, once the Festival of the Holidays kicks off, The Land is usually pretty decorated up.
Yeah.
And awesome.
But maybe they're waiting until Festival of the Holidays before they announce it's on the list.
That's very possible.
Which would make sense.
Yeah. And in addition, none of the other movies in other countries.
Right.
Other than France.
Right.
None of those other movies are going to be shown. So Canada, China, mm-hmm. The American Adventure is not going to be open at night.
Right.
Which is a little.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I get it. It's a really long show. You're only open for 2 hours.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. So, okay. And at Magic Kingdom, it looks like Carousel of Progress, Tomorrowland Transit Authority, and Jungle Cruise are not open.
Yeah, so two of those, especially mm-hmm. People Mover and the Jungle Cruise, are a big part of the reason I wanted to be there for the extra hours.
Right.
Because Jungle Cruise, the line has just been insane ever since it reopened. Especially compared to Pirates.
Yes.
But, yeah, they're not going to be open.
Yeah, I know.
So, and they also announced the attractions that are going to be open for the early theme park admission.
Right.
So at Magic Kingdom, it's basically Fantasyland and Tomorrowland.
Which is what it was when they were having like those breakfast things.
Well, they used to, but that was a Fantasyland early morning, blah, 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 whatever blah, they blah, called blah. It.
Right.
But so for Magic Kingdom, the early morning, it's going to be just Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. So no Haunted Mansion, nothing in Adventureland.
Nothing in Frontierland.
Nothing in Frontierland. No Country Bears, none of that.
Nothing, right.
And Epcot, The Land, is not going to be open early.
Right.
And again, all the shows, movies, except for Beauty and the Beast are closed.
Right. At Hollywood Studios, all rides are open except for Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yes.
Not all of the movies and other shows.
Yeah, like, yes.
So at Animal Kingdom, no Safari, no Cali River Rapids.
And no Rafiki's train.
No train over to the Rafiki area.
Right. And obviously the celebration of the Festival of Lion King is not open that early.
Yeah, the the bird show or whatever it's called.
Those shows are set times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I get that. Don't get the animals too far
out of their schedule.
Out of their comfort zone.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was very surprised as far as the Magic Kingdom one, that it's only Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. That one surprised me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. Disney Cruise Line will allow maskless photos. They updated their face covering policy stating, quote, indoors except when in their staterooms are actively eating, drinking, or taking a photo while stationary and maintaining an appropriate physical distance, unquote.
Yeah. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the money you're paying, you should probably be able to take pictures.
Yes. And actually be able to see your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with that.
Yep. And Animal Kingdom restarted fingerprint scannings as of August 23rd.
And so did Blizzard Beach.
Yes.
So actually, I think Blizzard Beach may have already done it. But fingerprint scanning is coming back. So I'm going to guess this is August 23rd, Monday. Mm-hmm. I would figure by Labor Day,
all of the parks are going to have it back again. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that woman ticked him off coming in with somebody else's pass.
Ooh, that may have triggered that.
I don't think so. I think they were getting ready to do it anyway. It may have rushed it.
Yeah.
So, I think we've seen that Bob Chapek doesn't want to let a dollar get away. So
yes, I think we have seen that. So Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail at Animal Kingdom is now sponsored by Off Insect Repellent.
So
I don't know why.
For my dad's old joke.
What?
Like, now when you go to Gorilla Trails, can you get off?
Okay, I can hear your dad saying it too. That's what's so, even funnier.
You know, it's actually really funny because they make such a big deal about there not being mosquitoes.
So why do they have
Disney? So now Off is the sponsor.
Because I don't get. I mean, yes, in the parks, no mosquitoes. Now I can't guarantee that, like a. Not at the cabins or something, you don't have mosquitoes. Yeah. But I mean,
sure, you're in a swamp there.
Right. But but now it's sponsored by insect repellent that you don't need.
Well, but they've been giving it out for ever since the last mosquito virus. Whatever. Zika or whatever it was called.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so maybe they're getting back to more of the sponsorship deal like it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm okay with. I mean, especially when it's appropriate. Like, you know.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense. It's just funny. I just want to say again, I hope that when you go to Gorilla Falls, there should be a little booth set up right as you enter the trail.
Okay.
Where you can get off. I'm just saying.
You're so weird sometimes.
Now you can get off at Disney. All right, go ahead.
World Princess Week starts Monday, 8/23. Disney has released some new merchandise for the celebration.
That's shocking. There was some cool, sweatshirt or spirit jersey kind of looking things.
Yeah.
I didn't really pay a lot of attention because it's princess stuff.
But. Yeah, but they were kind of cool. But for Florida, it really just doesn't make a ton of sense.
In August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are focusing on Tiana and announced the new concept drawings for information about the upcoming Splash Mountain transition.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I hadn't looked at it yet.
It's just some drawings. I didn't watch the video.
Okay.
But it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, so.
There's going to be a lot of new characters inspired by the movie, which really means a lot of existing characters in new clothes.
Right.
But that's fine. I mean, that's, if you know the story, that ride is repurposing America Sings.
Right.
Animatronics already, so.
Right. But again, there's not a waterfall in the bayou.
Not a lot of mountains in the bayous of Louisiana, but
as our friend Ella told us.
Yeah.
As Princess Week starts, Disney has ended the Princess Promenade Caravan at Epcot in favor of distanced meet and greets throughout World Showcase.
So my only problem with that
is
when you look at the princesses, mm-hmm. Okay, and I know where Mulan's going to be. I assume Merida is going to be in the UK. All that. I get all that.
Right.
Germany's going to have like 90% of the princesses because they're all German folk.
I know.
Tales, fairy tales, but that's cool.
Yeah. Well, they had it split up. Like, they had Belle over by the...
In France.
Right. She was in France.
Where she should be.
But she was up against the...
And Aurora is in France.
At Lagoon. And Aurora was over farther into France.
Right.
So they didn't have them in the same location.
Right.
So.
But technically, Snow White, Rapunzel, I think Cinderella, are all going to be in Germany.
Okay.
Right. I'm not sure about Cinderella. Cinderella might be French too. So maybe France and Germany are going to have all that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Unless they reach. Well, I guess Pocahontas is a.
She's
a princess, right?
Yeah.
I think she's a Disney princess.
Yes, she is.
So I guess there could be one in the U.S.
Yes. Turtle Talk with Crush officially reopened.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
We've never actually seen that.
No.
So now we'll get a chance to go do that.
Yes. Disney World has added a Happily Ever After show on September 11th this year. Previously, there wasn't one scheduled.
Yeah, so I understand why there wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess. I can potentially understand why there would not have been.
Right.
But, yeah, kind of suddenly, and I don't know if it's because they have had a couple of rained out ones, you know, which doesn't do a lot of good for people who were here last month.
Right.
But, yeah, cool. That gives us a chance
to go over and
for a day that we had actually booked a park reservation and not paid attention to the fact that right. There wasn't a fireworks show.
Right. So then I went and rebooked the park reservation.
Yeah.
So, and it's an earlier one. It's 8:15.
Yeah. Right.
So, because they're altering them on nights, so times on nights. So right. We're going to take in both that night.
Well, that's the plan right
that's
now.
The plan.
We'll see if that works out.
Yeah. And Crêpes de Chef de France has closed in preparation for the opening of La Crêperie, which is, it was the booth.
Right. I mean, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't need a little booth there when you're building a whole Crêperie.
Yeah, but it's technically not opening until 10-1. It's a little early to close it.
Well, I guess they got to get rid of it or whatever.
I guess. So, new episodes of Behind the Attractions are coming to Disney Plus on August 25th.
Okay, so I have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone back and I've now watched most of them a couple of times.
Okay.
Because I just started them over.
And I think I've only seen two.
I'm a little more excited about it now than I definitely was when I had seen just the Jungle Cruise and half of the Haunted Mansion one.
Okay, why?
All right, so there's good information in them.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stories, cool interviews. They're still kind of hokey.
Right. I think she's like a little bit too upbeat type thing. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but it's the whole way that things are cut and edited. And
okay.
They keep, you know, calling back to Walt said, people like to be scared. And then they play that clip six times in the episode. And, you know.
Right.
So, whatever. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the production value on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the information is good. Honestly, a lot of it was in the Imagineering story.
Right.
But the Imagineering story were like hour plus episodes. These are short, quick.
Yeah, they're like 20 some odd minutes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, and maybe they appeal more to, you know, younger people that
like
fast moving.
Yeah, because that way it's not an hour thing. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a little more excited about it. Like I said, there was good information.
Mm-hmm. I know, you just have a look.
Yeah, I mean, like, they lose a little focus during the episodes to me. Like, the Star Tours one was not all about Star Tours, and it's just a little off. But I'm more excited about the new episodes to see what they do with them.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway.
Okay. Boma Buffet returned. It is serve yourself with hand sanitizer stations at the beginning of the buffet line, and masks are required.
Yeah, so the big question when they announced this was how they were going to do it.
Yep.
And what they are basically doing is So we've been going to a buffet locally here for months.
Right.
Because it's really good.
It's delicious.
Yeah. So if you happen to find yourself in the Lakeland or Plant City area, Fred's Market Restaurant is awesome.
It's amazing. The food is just spectacular.
And it's cheap.
Yeah.
For a buffet. But they've had the entire time, all their restaurants, they put sinks in at the end of the buffet, and you had to wash your hands, put on gloves, wear your mask, go through the line.
Right.
So BOMA's basically doing that. They've put hand sanitizers in instead of, obviously, sinks. I did not see anything
about gloves
that I read about wearing gloves, but, you know, from what they all say, it's COVID's not spread by contact anyway. Plus, you've just sanitized your hands.
Right.
So, you know, it's probably overkill.
Right.
But yeah, so it's back and receiving high grades so far because everybody loved BOMA.
I know. And I think we only went one time, which was to a breakfast.
And we
right?
went for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time we stayed at
Animal Kingdom
for our anniversary, which was the first time we stayed in Animal Kingdom.
I know, but it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great one, and the dinner looks great. We just haven't had it.
I know. Maybe we'll have to plan that.
Yeah, I'm more excited about the next thing.
Yes, is that buffets are returning to Beer Garden on August 29th and Crystal Palace on September 12th.
So Beer Garden doesn't bother me as much. It was kind of cool being family style.
Yeah.
It had mostly all the same stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah. The Crystal Palace is
Crystal
huge.
Palace, I think the prime rib was really good.
Yes.
But I don't think it is as successful as the buffet at Crystal Palace has been.
Yes. Because the buffet at Crystal Palace was always packed. Always.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that.
I am very excited about it, too.
Yes.
Especially since we'll be there after these dates.
I know.
DVC news. The Murphy beds are coming to the Polynesian Villas and Bungalows with the current renovations. So right now they're doing Pago Pago. And then they've got Moorea and Tokelau left to do. They are already in, which we saw the other day, in the bungalows.
Yes.
Out there.
Along with the new fabrics.
Right.
Yeah.
So, at least in the bungalow we had seen.
Yeah.
And they are also going to be put in to the rooms at Grand Floridian.
Right. The new studios that they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Which is very cool. And I really like those Murphy beds. One, it gives you the seating. But two, it's a real bed. So, it's just nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it gives them a lot of options. Like, I like the sofa pulls down. The sofa is still very comfortable to sit on, but you can pull the bed down and have it when you need it. But it was also really cool at Pop with the table.
Yes.
On it. It was a good use of space in the room we had there.
Right.
So, yeah, it gives them a lot of options, and it's pretty cool.
Yes.
So I'm glad of that.
I am too.
A little, I don't want to say house cleaning, but a couple of extra things. Kate Marrow left us a very nice 5-star review.
She did?
Yeah.
That is very sweet.
Yeah, last week. So
very cool. We just didn't, it was probably in between.
Yeah, there was a lag on the system we used to track things between when it happened and when we got it. But it was after the last episode, so.
Well, that was very sweet. Thank
you,
Kate.
Yeah, very cool. So thank you for that, Kate. And Susan Bankston. You know what you did. Thank you very much. And we're so sorry that it took us so long to find out you had done it. But that was because I don't really look at emails like I should, I guess.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Really appreciate that. You're awesome.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
That is going to wrap up our news for this week. And we'll bring on Mandy Ray to talk about Disney Genie.
Yes.
Okay, so we have Mandy Ray Malinowski with us from Royal Escape's Fairy Tale Concierge.
Yeah.
And Mandy Ray is going to tell us everything that we know so far about the Disney Genie and Genie Plus and Lightning Lanes and
the whole gamut that is available to everyone so far. Well, and actually, Mandy, I think you have extra information that we may not even have.
Well, I think at this point it's kind of out there, but we've had some webinars for the agents where they've answered some questions and gone a little bit in depth on it.
Yeah.
But they're still going to be rolling out final information, so this is still preliminary info. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with the beginning. Have they told you when it's going to be active?
They have not released a date. They said it's coming. I believe that it will be in September ahead of the anniversary, because the reason I believe that is not because I've been told that, but I believe they're going to do that soft opening, Scott, that they typically do for 2 weeks before they have the official opening. Right. So I would estimate somewhere mid-September, they're going to roll it out and start making it available. They did explain to us that we will be able to add it to packages ahead of time. So we will get a heads up as to a date that those can be added to packages. And you will also be able to purchase it day of. So the benefit of having it in advance is that it is limited. Mm-hmm. It is not going to be unlimited, which will make, you know, for it to be, you know, faster lines and things like that and keep it down that way.
Right.
The disadvantage to adding it to a package ahead of time is that you have to add it for every day. So if you're a guest that only wants to do it a couple of days of their, you know, stay, then you would have to do it day of. And the only risk of doing day of is that, you know, there may not be availability.
Right. And that's on packages. But then if you're like someone like us who we go
if
for
your annual,
DVC.
If your annual pass, if your annual pass, then you would have to do it day of as of now. They have not come up with a solution other than that at this time. So annual pass holders do not have the option of adding it to a package.
Okay. What about DVC if you're staying on property DVC?
Well, if you're staying on property DVC, you either have an annual pass or you're buying tickets. So if you're buying tickets, you can add it to the tickets.
Okay.
If you're annual pass, you're going to be doing it day of.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's going to save us a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it depends on the popularity of the day, you know, so the advantage, one additional advantage of staying on property that they've announced recently was wrapped up in the Disney Genie, and a lot of people overlooked it, but it says that the day of, if you are staying on property, you get the chance to add it at 7 a.m. If you are not staying on property, you get to add it when the park opens.
Okay, so it's a difference of anywhere between
a few hours, and it's limited
1 to 3 hours. Yeah,
yeah, and it's limited. So, you know, that is a clear advantage right there.
Okay,
and what we're discussing is the Genie Plus, to clarify for everyone, because there is also a Lightning Lane additional purchase for the e-ticket rides. Mm-hmm. Such as like Rise of the Resistance, mm-hmm. that will be available to purchase a la carte if you would like to while you're in the park. And you do not need to have Genie Plus to purchase the a la carte. But if you have Genie Plus, you can still purchase the a la carte. It goes, you know, it's kind of a menu of items you can add to your ticket to skip the lines.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
This is in lieu of FastPass, just so everybody knows. We didn't initially say that.
Right.
When COVID came around and the parks had to close and then they had to reopen, this is all, you know, the FastPass was taken away to make room, extra room in the lines. And they never really said if it was going to come back. And then just recently they announced the Genie Plus is to replace the FastPass Plus and to replace the FastPass and MaxPass system in Disneyland. So you have it replacing FastPass in Disney World and replacing MaxPass and FastPass in Disneyland.
Right.
Okay. Let's start with the free option.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Which is just regular Genie. Disney Genie, right?
Right. So regular Disney Genie is going to be a kind of concierge service, kind of in your My Disney Experience app. It is going to do itinerary updates. It's going to give you your favorites at a glance. it's going to suggest things for you based on your previous, you know, likes and things that it's going to ask you questions. You're going to answer it. It's going to suggest things to you. It's a, you know, a promotional type of piece, but also a planning piece that Disney is offering for everybody. It'll have wait times in it. It'll be where you find your virtual queues. So if you want to do Rise of the Resistance with the virtual queue and you get a boarding group, great. It's still complimentary. It's in your Disney Genie. You do not need to pay for the Lightning Lane for that ride for that day because you've got a boarding group. Right. Say you don't get a boarding group. You don't have Karen to help you and you, you know, are out of luck. Well, you can pay to get a Lightning Lane. So that's something that you can consider as an additional option. And Disney is saying, you know, it's giving you more flexibility. And I have to be honest, even though it's a paid for option, it is giving you more flexibility. I feel it is great. People have complained about the boarding groups being limited. Now they're giving you another option past that.
Yeah.
So, right. So I like that.
Yeah.
As far as the itinerary planning goes, I'm just imagining it to be quite similar to the My Disney Experience, but they're going to suggest things for you and include wait times. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's also going to do the touring plans kind of thing.
That's where what we were just going to say.
Where it predicts the wait. They took a bunch of stuff from
touring plans
yeah. for that yeah. portion of it. I think, and, you know, it's going to tell you some wait times and things like that. I'm so interested in that component, honestly, because I want to see how on point it is.
Yeah.
Right now, the wait times in the Disney app, the My Disney Experience are so padded.
Yes.
Yeah. I find my experience, I find they're way padded. They, you know, it says 15 minutes, it's 5 minutes. It says 45 minutes, it's 20 minutes. So I'm interested to see if they're going to report accurately or continue the padding on the times.
And you think that they would be more accurate because they have your magic band to know when you're coming in the queue and when you're getting on the ride.
It's not unintentional. Disney yeah. loves to underpromise and overdeliver.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, you know, because that's how they make magic happen.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. We went Saturday and rode Mickey and Minnie's
yeah.
and it was posted wait time of 20 minutes. It was about like, 11
yeah
to get on the ride yeah. so
and that was 11 to get in to watch the pre-show and then it was literally,
no it was 11 on the
oh cart. Even with the pre-show
yeah.
okay so and it, I mean it was nothing and it was fun
yeah
I had my kids there and the posted wait time was 45 minutes. So it was my niece, my son, and my daughter with me.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, we're going to get in this line now. And all of them, well, my daughter's only three, but the older two were like, no, that says 45 minutes. There's no way I'm getting in that line. Well, I knew it was really 15 minutes.
Right.
And then, of course, my three-year-old, too, is like, I'm not waiting. I'm like, get in line. We're going to wait. It's going to be 15 minutes. Yeah, and exactly. sure enough, it was 15 minutes.
Yeah. And, of course, they're like, well, that was the fastest 45 minutes ever.
Right. Yeah. Worked out good because we got yeah. to go to Baseline Tap House.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just so. Before they closed.
Yeah. But this whole thing has the descriptions I've read, it sounds like it's touring plans, but.
Yeah.
Hopefully
they took that
more
component
accurate.
Of it that everybody loves, yeah, and tried to put it in here and give it a little bit more of that. The other thing you can do with it is it's going to centralize and house like dining reservations, experience reservations, mobile order, and then they're going to have like a virtual assistant. And I assume the virtual assistant is going to just answer questions, be like a chat feature kind of thing, mm-hmm. a suggestive, you know, with automated kind of answers to help you navigate certain things.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah, but having the centralized will be nice because sometimes it's you have to scroll through to try to find things. So that'll be, I think, nicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you're going to have a button right in there. It's clear. It's like long bars across the screen, and it says, you know, virtual queues, mobile orders, you know, reservations. Oh, okay. It's all right there, and you just click on it, and it'll all be pulled up.
Oh, that's cool.
That's nice, because you know how on MDE, depending on what you're doing, sometimes they shift those, you know, the GUI parts around on it. So they're
yeah,
never
depending
so
things, on what update you're on. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
It's very right. different.
Right. Okay, so the Disney Plus service. So
okay,
so
you mean the Genie
Plus. The Genie Plus, sorry.
Yeah.
Everything's a plus now. There's ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu mm-hmm. Plus.
Right. So Genie Plus is a service that you can purchase. And this is the service that is replacing FastPass Plus for Walt Disney World and replacing MaxPass and FastPass for Disneyland.
Okay.
For Disney World, it is going to include the filters. They're calling them goggles or augmented reality lenses.
Right.
And those are the filters they've had in the app, Scott, where Mickey hugs you, Minnie
yeah.
hugs
yeah,
you.
The Snapchat kind of filters.
Things. Yeah, the Snapchat
yeah,
filters.
So those are going to be included with it in Disney World. Okay. In Disneyland, they're going to continue to include the photos.
So does that mean they're getting rid of photos at Disney World?
No, it means that they're going to still charge you $169. They're not going to include them.
Not in our annual passes anymore? Or?
Well, they didn't say anything about annual passes. We're talking about Genie Plus. Okay, it is not included in Genie Plus.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. I just want to be clear because a lot of people are super nervous about that. So I just want to be clear that they haven't said they're taking them out of annual passes. But also remember that they have not announced our annual pass program at Walt Disney World.
Right. Which is a little nervous.
You know, they've allowed certain people to renew, yes. But they have not announced how they're going to sell new passes going forward. They have said that they will, but they have not said what that program is going to be. Disneyland, yeah. It has been announced that it is the Magic Key program.
Right.
And that is much different than the previous. So, you know, just something to think about. But as far as Genie Plus is concerned, it will include the filters in Disney World, and it will continue to include the photos in Disneyland. Disney World is $15 a day per ticket and Disneyland is $20 a day per ticket. The reason that the difference in price that was explained to us was that Disney World, it's a new feature. People aren't used to it. So they're offering a slight discount. Disneyland, when it closed, had a very similar program and it was $20. So they're just not changing anything in the cost in land. And they're offering a slight discount because it's new in Walt Disney World.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Genie Plus is going to include a majority of the rides with a select few that are e-ticket that are not included, such as Rise of the Resistance. The ones that are included are like Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder Railroad, Millennium Falcon, I imagine, you know, Alien Saucer Swirl, you know, Spaceship Earth, Mission Mars, you know, those kind of things. The ones that are going to be e-ticket are going to be the new rides. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the virtual queue rides. They're going to be the Seven Dwarf Mine Train ones that are ever popular.
Right, like Slinky too, because those are like yes. super long line.
Okay. Anything that has like a super long line will probably be it. I am not 100% sure about Minnie and Mickey's, but I want to say it will be, but I don't know because it doesn't carry the same crowd that the others do.
You know,
but definitely Ratatouille, definitely Guardians of the Galaxy, Tron, Rise of the Resistance. These, in my mind, will all be included in the additional cost, not in the Genie Plus $15 a day.
Right.
Well, when Mickey and Minnie opened, it was on FastPass for like 10 days until the parks closed.
Yeah.
But it was just a regular FastPass.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Right. That's why I'm torn on that one, Scott. I just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, because so was Seven Dwarfs, but.
Yeah, but you can never get Seven
But
Dwarfs.
That one, they specifically are telling you you're going to pay for if you want to ride in without a line. So
Seven Dwarfs is, they've announced Seven Dwarfs will be a lightning lane.
Right.
Okay. So they haven't given the full list. They've given a handful, you know, that will be.
So on the Genie Plus, what we know right now, if you're buying tickets, the package, whatever, not an AP, you're going to be able to buy it in advance. If you're AP, you'll have to buy it like midnight the day of. I think I saw somewhere that it would be on sale.
No, so if you're doing, so for Genie Plus, if you would like to add it to your ticket purchase because you are not a annual pass holder and you're going to buy tickets or a package, you can add it to the length of your ticket. So like say your package has a 5-day ticket, you will have 5 days worth of Genie Plus. There is no cheap picking and choosing. It's just that. It's an add-on like Park Hopper.
Right.
If you are an annual pass holder, you will be able to add Genie Plus to your ticket when the park opens that day. Unless you are staying on property, then you can add it at 7 a.m.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So now I want to make a
lightning lane,
whatever we're calling it for.
So now we're in the park and we want to make a lightning lane.
Okay.
So a lightning lane has no connection to Genie Plus other than it is similar as it is a purchase of a additional fast pass. These are a few attractions that are not included in Genie Plus that you can purchase a fast pass for. I'm calling it a fast pass, even though it's not.
Yeah, sorry, right.
Right. But it's because it's what we call it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can purchase a lightning lane for it the day of while you're in the park based on availability.
Okay.
So they will have a certain amount allocated daily that you can purchase. And once they sell out, they sell out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, and this, you do not need to have Genie Plus to do a lightning lane for one of these rides. You can choose to not do Genie Plus and then not get your Rise of the Resistance and decide, hey, I'm going to pay for that lightning lane and go in and click it and pay for that lightning lane.
Okay.
You know, it's just for these select, you know, e-ticket rides. The ones that they call out are Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Radiator Springs, and Rise of the Resistance.
Right. And then I'm guessing Remy, because that's going to be a virtual queue one anyway.
So yeah, they haven't said Remy, but I'm sure.
Yeah, that's because it's right. Once it opens, it's going to be, yeah.
They've said that it's going to be virtual queue already.
Right.
So that right there tells me that they're going to probably offer it, because I think going forward, this is just what I think based off, you know, my experience and knowledge. All the new rides are going to open virtual queue, like the major attractions. Right. And then they're going to offer Lightning Lane if you don't get a virtual queue.
Right. Okay. So then I have a question that Lightning Lane cannot, even if you're there in a package, you know, you're staying on property in a package, you can't get Lightning Lanes until park opening?
For these particular rides. So all of the fast pass lines are now called lightning lanes, but there are a select few that you can purchase day of that aren't included in Genie Plus. Does that make sense, Karen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, right. But you can't do it until park opening. So even
And you can't do it till park opening. These rides are not available to purchase in advance. Okay. They do not include it in Genie Plus.
Okay. So for example, if we were staying on property, we could purchase Genie Plus at 7 o'clock. But then let's say Magic doesn't open till 9. We cannot purchase a Lightning Lane for upcoming Tron, I'm just saying one, or Seven Dwarfs until 9 o'clock.
Exactly. Okay. You understand it perfectly.
And you have to be in the park to do that, or can you do that from your hotel room?
They have not specified that yet.
Okay.
So the biggest change, honestly, other than the fact that you're going to pay for this, is that you will no longer be making these plans in advance. The Lightning Lane selections, whether you have Genie Plus or whether you're doing the individual attraction selections, are going to be made the same day of your visit. And you can use them across multiple parks. This is the beauty of MaxPass right here, what you're seeing. This is what was in Disneyland, and this is what works so well. You can be standing in Epcot and see that there is a lightning lane for Rise and grab it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So they're basically saying that you can park hop whenever you want to park hop.
The one thing they haven't said is if they're taking the 2 o'clock time away, but I think based off what they've been here, they're going to have to.
They're going to have to. Yeah.
Right. That will be one of the things we will see.
And I've still.
But maybe, you know, it's saying it can be used across multiple parks. So.
Yeah.
And
those lightning lanes don't have a time on it. They just have that you can go use this at any time, correct?
There's no way. That's not true.
Okay.
Lightning lanes do have a time on them.
Okay.
You will look and you will see what times are available and you will select the next available time that suits you.
Okay. So yeah, yep. They would have to change the park hopping time frames if is the case. Yeah.
The bigger thing is just that they're pitching it to me. They're pitching it as you can use it across parks. It's great for if you want to park hop. I've never heard of anybody being told they couldn't enter a park hopping since they restarted it.
Right.
But, you know.
Nope.
it's still out no there that that could happen. No park has reached
capacity where they have denied park hopping.
Right.
Yeah, I think even, what was it, July 1st, when all the fireworks started again.
Right, that's when
they had set up a queue outside.
Magic Kingdom only, that was the only one they did. But it ended up not using it. People walked through it, but it ended up not mattering.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, now I think I have a way better understanding of it. Anything else?
No. I'm really excited about this, guys. I know a lot of people balked at first because of the cost, but when they do something that's pay to play, they don't typically screw it up.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, if they're charging you money for it, they're going to make it perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it. You know, I've done Disney World as well as Disneyland for a long time now. And the Max Pass system, which is very similar to this, mm-hmm. was way better than what we had in Walt Disney World.
That's, you know, I put that on Facebook the other day, that all I've heard from everybody for years on podcasts and everything else was how great Max Pass was and Fast Pass Plus sucks. And then they come out with this thing, it's basically Max Pass, and everybody lost their mind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second, it's what you've been asking for 5 years.
Right.
And now you hate it and, you know.
I was so excited when this rolled out. Now, I want everybody to keep in mind, a lot of people are saying like, oh, COVID, this happened because of COVID. They announced Disney Genie way before COVID.
Oh, yeah, they announced it way before shutdown. Yeah.
This plan was going on forever. Mm-hmm. And it even says in the title of it, the next evolution of a fan favorite, Max Pass.
Right.
Right.
They're telling you that they're taking all of the feedback they've gotten over the years about Max Pass and Fast Pass, and they're doing what we've asked. They're giving Walt Disney World Max Pass.
Right. The only thing that I have just minor concerns with is that everyone is always going to be on their phone. And as we know periodically, that Disney IT and or Wi-Fi can be...
I understand. Yeah. And, you know, it can be. And I understand that. But when we had Fast Pass Plus, we were still in there getting more Fast Passes after our first three. This is no different.
Right.
I was going to say, I mean, it's not like people aren't on their phones now.
Right.
It's, you know.
But we still used the first three, and then we had to get another one, get another one, get another one. The way this works is you get one, and while you're in the queue for that ride, you know, while you're doing your 2 minute wait in the Lightning Lane, you get the next one. It's the same thing that we had before in that regard, except we're taking out the preliminary planning component that was so crazy. Doing it day of is so much better because you have people in the park doing it, people who are going to actually use them, not holding like held spaces, not, you know, having three in a row that are across different areas of the park. You know, where you are right now, here's what's available.
Right.
Right.
So how do you feel just from a travel agent aspect, how do you feel about trying to plan like meals and stuff? Because those you still do as of right now, 60 days out.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I've been having, and I'm going to knock on wood right now, but I have been loving the 60 day planning so much better. You know, I've always planned Disneyland as well as Disney World. And I've always felt that planning Disneyland was easier because it's closer to the date. You're getting the reservations that you really want. You don't have, it's 6 months out, Karen, people start to hoard reservations because they have no idea what they want to eat 6 months from now.
Right, right.
You know, so they make four dinner reservations.
See, I never even thought about doing that.
You know, but I mean, I personally despise that.
Yeah.
But that's why there's such bad availability. Now we're making them 60 days out. I am seeing more availability in things. Yes, they do sell out. Yes, you still need to be on top of making them. But I'm seeing it be a little bit easier to get like Cinderella's Royal Table, to get Chef Mickey, you know, to get the fine signature dining like California Grill, because people are making real reservations. They know what they really want. You know, they're close to their vacation. So, you know, and then as they open more and more, of course, availability is coming back too. They have said that by the 50th, they will be fully operational. So I'm interested to see that.
Right. So do you think that the planning that's going on with the Disney Genie is going to affect that in any way? the way people make their
reservations. It's going to be very similar planning to doing that, which we've always done in Disneyland. You know, what you do is you get your max passes. Touring plans does these kind of plans too, Karen. I know you've gotten really into that.
Right.
They'll be able to easily help you see some kind of ideas initially.
Right.
But you still make your reservations for when you want to eat. You can make your fast passes. You get a time. They're not open-ended.
Okay.
And you do them one at a time. So you ride a ride. And when you know it's time to eat, you go and head on over.
Right. Okay.
You know, I think having the times beforehand where that were rigid with the Fast Pass Plus, the first three, that was harder to plan for.
Because, it was hard.
Because now you're trying to get in this perfect window, you know, 60 days ahead of time. And
yeah,
that's iffy. But this is day of. So you walk in, you look at what's available. Okay, I want that. Okay, I want that. Okay, I want that. Oh, now it's time to eat lunch. So we go.
Okay. Yeah.
And
it's definitely more flexible.
Yeah, right. And the other thing I like about it is the DAS pre-enrollment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely like the DAS pre-enrollment. I think it's great to be able ahead of time. That's the one component that does scare me a little bit, though, because it is going to make it a little easier for people to abuse the system. So I really hope that they're on top of that and making sure that doesn't happen.
Right.
The part of the DAS in the update that I think is the best is you used to have to go to a cast member every time for the DAS, and you'd be running all over the park with everybody, and everybody had to be there with you. Now you can do it right from your app, like a regular fast pass, which is what they've always should have been able to do. Yeah. Once you're signed up, like, why can't you go in and just do it? You know?
Right.
I never understood that. Yeah. So
I never understood it either.
Yeah.
So that to me is awesome. And I think that flexibility is great for people because, you know, most of the time when you have a DAS, it's hard to take, you know, everybody with you all around anyway, which is why you have this.
Which is why you have it. Right. Yeah.
To make it easier for you. So, you know, why not be able to do it from your phone? So that I think is the best for the DAS. That's the best change they're making.
Right. And then how is did they give you more information as far as how the enrollment's going to be for them?
No, they haven't given the details on it, but you know, they've been letting Florida residents enroll online, like, and show proof of stuff online for a little while. So I'm sure it's going to be similar to that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Ask the logistic questions.
Well,
that's what I do. Manny knows those well are enough. Important,
but they haven't given that information yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, we
for that they have said there is more to come.
Yeah. When we did it with my nephew in January.
Yeah.
We like planned ahead. We're like, okay, so we'll go to Rainforest at Animal Kingdom. Rainforest Cafe.
Oh yeah, it is Rainforest.
Rain Trees Condos up the street here. Rainforest Cafe at Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
I remember this very vividly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, you know, run over to guest services there, get him all signed up. It worked out fine, but it's not the most convenient thing otherwise, you know.
Well, and I remember, Mandy, you were making the reservations. You're like, I didn't know which Rainforest. So she made it at, you made it at Disney Springs and at Animal Kingdom because you didn't know which one.
Yeah, and you could have gone to either.
Yeah, yeah, but it was just
so I wasn't sure which place logistically was making a little bit more sense for you.
Yeah,
but
we
got it figured out.
And there is a guest services right around the corner. We probably could have done it.
People love the guest services at Disney Springs too.
Oh so, yeah, they've been really helpful with us. They're the ones that got our passes fixed. Remember that she just made phone calls and goes, just fix this thing.
Yeah. My favorite quote from that whole conversation was, if I had the authority to do it, I would have already done it.
I wouldn't be on the phone with you.
Like, that's awesome.
And that was a plaid saying that to somebody.
But
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, hey, thank you very much for coming on and helping out with this.
Yeah, I think.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I think your way of explaining it makes it a lot easier than trying to read through everything. Because that's the part, honestly, I was reading through and going, all right, and now I'm confused.
Well, and the problem is that, you know, Disney came out with a kind of 30,000 foot view,
right?
You know, on the website. And a lot of the information that we're seeing has been coming from third-party sites that don't always have the most accurate information about anything at Disney. So getting somebody that's kind of inside the loop there to come on and talk about it is a big help.
Yes, thank you.
So
you're very welcome. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So, and Mandy, how do they, get how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, so you can find me on the internets at www.minnie mousemama.com. Or you can find me at Facebook at Mandy Malinowski, Royal Escapes Fairy Tale Concierge. And my Facebook group is The Disney Spot. Feel free to join for fun planning and, you know, just Disney love all around on that page. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun group.
Yes, we definitely have fun.
So
yeah, we do.
Yeah. Mandy, thank you again. And we will talk to you soon.
Yes. Thank you, my dear.
Talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Thanks. And that's going to do it for episode 52 of the Mickey File Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us on Facebook in the Mickey File Podcast group. You can find us on Instagram at Mickey File for updates when we're in the parks. We post pictures and videos, that stuff there. Podcast is available on Apple, Spotify, anywhere else that you can find podcasts. If you like what you hear, please subscribe or follow or thumbs up, whatever your pod chaser uses for that. You'll get notified each week when the podcast drops. And if you like the podcast, you can tell your friends about us. If you're so inclined, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps people find us. And that is going to do it for this week. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.